This preview of the New York Times front page is brought to you by voice-activated sync, the easy-to-use in-car connectivity system which gives you voice control of mobile phones and MP3 players and features audible turn-by-turn directions and 911 assist, available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit syncmyridepodcast.com.
The Obama administration is tightening the way it reviews new offshore drilling plans. This summer's flooding in Pakistan has relief officials worried about the toll on the nation's economy and its food supply. The UN is looking for $460 million in donations. And it may not be the sunny side of the street, but if you're a pedestrian here in New York City, one side is safer. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says the Obama administration is requiring more environmental review before approving new offshore drilling permits. Government regulators will no longer essentially rubber stamp deepwater projects like the BP well in the Gulf. Many oil executives are worried the new requirements will discourage exploration. Also on Tuesday's front page, a couple in Afghanistan was stoned to death on orders from the Taliban. They had tried to elope. Family members were involved in tricking them into returning home to Kunduz province. The relatives also took part in the stonings, the first since the Taliban was overthrown in 2001. This summer's floods could have a lasting impact on Pakistan. More rain battered the country on Monday. Providing clean water and avoiding the spread of diseases like cholera are now top priorities. But food shortages are looming, so are price hikes even in cities. Already, farmers are worried they'll miss the fall planting season. That could mean shortages next year as well. Hey, pedestrians, you're safer on the right-hand side of the street. New York City studied 7,000 crashes involving pedestrians. One finding, left-hand turns are three times as likely to cause a deadly crash as right-hand turns. The report also says stay alert, particularly at intersections. That's where three-quarters of the crashes occurred. As for who's at the wheel when there's a serious accident, 80% of the time, it's a man. President Obama is expected to play at the Vineyard Golf Club on Martha's Vineyard when he's on vacation. It's believed to be the only completely organic golf course in the United States. It doesn't use synthetic pesticides, fertilizers, or herbicides. With golf courses under fire for environmentally unfriendly practices, it's become a petri dish for alternative maintenance techniques. Superintendent Jeff Carlson has learned to get rid of moss with dishwashing detergent. He gets rid of weeds with boiling water and foam. We'll go inside Tuesday's Times after this.
This preview of the New York Times front page is brought to you by voice-activated sync, the in-car connectivity system which gives you voice control of your Bluetooth-enabled mobile phone and most MP3 players. And sync features turn-by-turn directions, 911 assist, real-time traffic and weather, music with the sound of your voice, and your text messages read aloud. All hands-free, so you can keep your hands on the wheel and eyes on the road. Available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit syncmyridepodcast.com.
Inside Tuesday's Times, the Mark Hurd spectacle goes on at Hewlett-Packard. HP was hoping that his resignation, after settling a sexual harassment case, would close that chapter. It hasn't worked out that way. HP's board was troubled that he settled the harassment complaint before the board's investigators had a chance to speak with contractor Jody Fisher. The company had been paying her to introduce Hurd to customers at marketing events. It's like the most persistent sales clerk you've ever run into. Major retailers are working with a new smartphone application. It offers promotions to shoppers as they go from outside the store down the aisles and onto the cash register. The app is called Shopkick. It'll be available on Tuesday for iPhones and in the fall for Android phones. Five major companies are supporting Shopkick. They're Macy's, Best Buy, Sports Authority, and American Eagle. And American Eagle Outfitters, along with the Simon Property Group, it's a big mall operator. Tuesday's Science Times says moose are providing clues about arthritis in people. Here's Times reporter Pam Bellick to tell us exactly what researchers have learned from arthritic bullwinkles.
You know, the prevailing thinking about arthritis is that it's caused by wear and tear on your bones and your joints as an adult. They found that for these moose, the common thread was that most of them were babies during times when they were malnourished. The general thinking is that if you're not getting enough or you're not getting the right types of nutrients, then it could be affecting the composition of your bones. The experts I'm talking to are saying, you know, we should be paying attention to this through adolescence and even into early young adulthood because our bodies are still forming during that time.
Times reporter Pam Bellick. Tuesday's Times looks at unemployment benefits in Denmark as the country fights long-term joblessness. Danes who are laid off are guaranteed up to 80% of their wages, but they have to take part in job placement programs. Ulrich Halvorsen has been doing that since he lost his engineering job 8 months ago.
The number one wish is to have any job. I mean, I have to convince myself not to maybe apply for a cleaning job because that would hurt my career as an engineer.
The financial crisis has wiped out jobs, and the Danish government is tightening benefits. For Halvorsen, there's an additional problem. His wife is Malaysian, and she'll lose her immigration permit if he ends up on welfare. That's forcing a tough decision.
I have to choose between welfare or her, and I choose her.
New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson is trying to decide whether to go ahead with a pardon for Billy the Kid. The notorious outlaw, also known as Henry McCarty and William H. Bonney, was promised a pardon in the 1870s if he went before a grand jury. He testified, but the pardon never came through. Billy the Kid grumbled about that a lot before a sheriff gunned him down in 1881. The sheriff's granddaughter says you can't rewrite history, and pardoning Billy the Kid would do that. In Tuesday's arts section, rescuing long-lost recordings of jazz. Studio engineer Bill Savory recorded performances by virtuosos like Count Basie and Benny Goodman in the 1930s. The recordings remained unheard for years until Savory's heir sold them to the National Museum of Jazz in Harlem. They're on big discs made of acetate or aluminum. Director Lawrence Schoenberg wants the music on them to be the centerpiece of a new digital archive.
There were 50 boxes of discs in various stages of decomposition. I start looking through it, and I knew right away that I had hit pay dirt. Bill Savory had the most incredible taste, and I think it's just so important that it be shared.
To do that, he brought audio engineer Doug Pomeroy out of retirement. Pomeroy has been using household cleaning products to clean dirt and mold off the discs. Now he's converting the tracks into digital sound files. That's our preview of Tuesday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.